The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, a student at one of the high schools in our region invited me to come and speak to a group of junior and senior students he had assembled. He wanted me to speak on the importance of voting, urging the students to participate in their governmental system. The following is basically what I said to them. George Washington said in his farewell address to the nation in 1796, quote, "I have already indicated to you the danger of parties in the state. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the party spirit. Domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, is itself a frightful despotism," that is, life under a dictator. Keeping in mind Washington's warning about party spirit, let us ask some clear questions about why we should vote and who we should vote for. But before we ask, who should I vote for, or even why should I vote, we really should ask, what is the purpose of government? Because it is government we will be operating through the people we vote for. So let's first answer, what is government? The word govern means to control. Therefore, government exists for the purpose of controlling the I want what I want when I want it in me from taking your God-given rights of life, liberty, and property, as the Declaration of Independence teaches. Likewise, government is to protect my God-given rights of life, liberty, and property from your selfishness. This is the purpose of government. It is the only legitimate purpose of government. So then, why should you participate in government by voting? Because you are choosing what kind of control you're going to have over the destiny of your life and the lives of your children. The privilege and responsibility of voting is a sacred gift from God secured by our founders in America. America's first dictionary defined the Latin word from which we take our word vote as, quote, "a solemn promise to God." So voting has a spiritual dimension to it. Our founders in America acknowledged this spiritual dimension in the concept of voting. Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, said this, quote, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present to please an individual, or at least he ought not do so, but that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country." Noah Webster, the father of our original education system and the author of our very first dictionary in America, said it this way, written in his history book, his History of the United States, published in 1832. He said, quote, "When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. If the government of a republic fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws." So what root idea will determine how you vote? Will you buy into man's ideas expressed in great wordiness about the issues facing you? Or will you go to the source out of which America's founders built the greatest nation in world history, that source being the Bible? The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.